And now we bring you another eventful, cold-themed tale from the Alaska nonfiction storytelling show and podcast, Dark Winter Nights, hosted by Rob Prince. It's the second in a series we're airing this month. This one was performed in 2018 by Joff Carroll, a retired wildlife biologist who lives in Utqiagvik, Alaska's northernmost town.
There I was. I was standing on the sea ice of the Arctic Ocean. I was barefoot. I was standing there in my long underwear. There was a polar bear charging directly at me, and the gun I had that was for bear protection wouldn't fire. So anyway, I'll give you a little background, explain how I got into that predicament.
This was spring of 1985. Carroll was the camp leader for a bowhead whale census that was being done from the ice off of northern Alaska, a count to see if the population was increasing or decreasing.
We would do our counts from it's called the landfast ice along the Arctic coast. Landfast ice is attached to the shore and extends out into the ocean for anywhere from a mile to several miles. So we would locate our camps on the edge of that ice. We'd keep a 24-hour watch whenever possible and count all the whales that went by.
There was incredible wildlife viewing from this vantage point. Bowhead whales, obviously, but also belugas, seals, and birds.
But being on the ice, the really exciting animals that we dealt with are the most exciting, I guess, were the polar bears. We were camped right on the edge of the open lead, which is where the seals were, so lots of polar bears around. We'd get to see these feats of strength. Polar bear jerk a seal out of a hole, shaking around like a burlap sack, you know. But there was always kind of that element of danger and you know, just sharing the ice with a big, strong predator like that. We were always on guard.
They had a variety of ways to scare them off with noise. Cracker shells, air horns, shotguns fired into the air. Sometimes they chased them away with snowmobiles.
You know, 99% of the time of the bears we dealt with, you know, had a happy ending. It worked out quite well.
But one day, Carroll's colleague, Jim, was in the cook tent making himself some food when he thought he heard something.
So he looks over at the door of the tent, and here comes a polar bear in through the door, kind of halfway in. And so, unfortunately, the gun for that tent was somebody set it by the door. So that didn't do Jim any good. And so he started yelling at the bear at the top of his voice, and didn't get the response he wanted. So he reached down and grabbed the frying pan and threw it at the bear and made a heck of a shot, smacked that bear right in the nose. And bear backpedaled back out of the tent.
Carroll had been asleep in one of the other tents, but he heard Jim yelling, grabbed a shotgun, and ran outside.
The bear had just been bonked in the nose of the frying pan. He was pissed off at the world. So he decided he'd take it out on me and made this full-bore charge right at me.
As fast as he could, Carroll cranked a shell into the chamber of the gun and attempted to take the safety off.
It was really cold, and guns don't always work real well in the cold. Anyway, I raised up, pulled the trigger, and nothing happened.
Quickly and without thinking,
somehow I switched gears and decided to use the shotgun for a club. I gave it my best swing and smacked him in the ear. Well, the stock broke off the gun, but it was knocked the bear down, much to my amazement. He's there, kind of shook his head and got back up, man. He was ready for round two. So I standing there with a gun with no stock and wondered what in the world I was going to do next. And fortunately, my best friend Dave Ramey had come out of the other sleep tent, and he had a shotgun in his hands, and he raised it up and used the gun the way you're supposed to use a gun. He shot the bear.
Of course, Carroll felt sorry about the bear's death, but there were some major positive ways that the event impacted his life. Word got around about what had happened, and it wound up making an impression on a team that was up in Alaska doing a warm-up run for an expedition to the North Pole. Long story short, Carroll ended up connecting with them and joining their expedition, a journey he calls the trip of a lifetime.
But more important, at the end of that census season, I was attending a party, and this very attractive young lady approached me. And turned out to be Maria Adams, who was, like, most amazing woman I ever met. We did get married, and we've had 30 years of a very, very interesting life. And so, anyway, you know, if you do something kind of foolish sometimes, and you get lots of positive attention for it, just go with it. You might get an interesting trip or a really good wife out of the deal. So. Thank you.
That's Joff Carroll, who told his story in front of a live audience in 2018 for the show and podcast Dark Winter Nights.